This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This week, we are joined by an old friend of mine who we have had many a conversation before here on this very program, Gara Lloyd Lester, the coordinator, community, and coalition initiative for Suicide Prevention Center of New York, the Office of Mental Health. And whenever we have Gara on the show with us, it's just really refreshing to talk about some of the struggles that people go through that we don't always think of, because maybe they're not right in our face. But I do think these conversations and topics are extremely important, just in case maybe you do know somebody or you are somebody who's going through this right now and maybe you've never experienced it. So Gara, I appreciate the time and I'm really looking forward to our conversation and just combating mental health, suicide, and all of the things this morning.
Yeah, Breezy, thank you as always for an opportunity to shine a light on, I think, ultimately, how to help yourself and how to help others who might be struggling.
Yeah.
And this is our first time in 2025, so I appreciate the opportunity and looking forward to the conversation this morning.
Yes, absolutely. So, Gara, let's talk about where we're at right now. Okay, so, you know, kind of creeping up on towards the end of March here, and we had a pretty harsh winter, and not a lot of us have experienced that in quite some time. And I know that seasonal depression hits a lot of us, maybe not even a lot of us who deal with regular depression on a day-to-day. But when the weather starts to get colder and the days start to get shorter and it just starts to get more dark, we kind of find ourselves, and I'm speaking for myself as well, we kind of find ourselves in this slump and this sense of hopelessness, which is a horrible feeling to find yourself in, obviously. And I want to have a conversation with you this morning. You know, the winter was hard, and as we're making that transitional period into maybe spring and more sun and longer days, how do we make sure we're checking on our friends who are coming out of that seasonal depression, or maybe even hanging on to it as the weather progresses into more sunshine and things of that nature?
Yeah, I so appreciate the question, because I think that's important in many of our conversations that we've had, is not solely waiting for somebody to reach out to us, mm-hmm. but for us to reach in.
Yeah.
Right. Now, certainly we want to empower ourselves. Like, what can we do? But sometimes if you're stuck in the mud, so to speak, and it's sort of mud season, or we're heading that way, mm-hmm. It can be hard to reach out. So sometimes we need that hand to reach in. And you're right. This winter, I think, has been more traditional than perhaps we've had over the last couple of years in upstate New York. It's been a little bit milder, a little less snow. This year has been what I recall, and I think for many folks, it may have caught us off guard. And, myself as well, I tend to hibernate in the winter, right?
Yeah.
I want to get warm, get cozy, not go outside. And to a certain extent, that might be okay. But sometimes that can lead folks to maybe start closing doors, as it were, to relationships, to friends. We hear the term seasonal affect disorder. People can be impacted by that. So as we're heading into spring, right, sort of transitioning, I think there's some things that we can remind ourselves about for ourselves and for those that that we care about.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're taking a look at what were those resolutions I made in January, right? Mm-hmm. New Year's. Sometimes that can land hard with folks if they haven't made progress that they wanted to. So I think one thing that can be helpful, right, again, in this time of year is to think about maybe reevaluating. What were those resolutions? Maybe do we need to dial them back, make them a little smaller, more achievable goals? Sometimes something as seemingly simple as that can go a long way for ourselves or having a conversation with friends and loved ones just to manage our expectations. And that can, in and of itself, lift our mood if we're thinking about, oh, yeah, this is something I can accomplish. It's not such a large task.
Yeah. I think one of the biggest questions that I get a lot after we have these conversations from listeners and from people that hear our chats is, you know, I do know somebody who, whether it be a loved one or a family member or a colleague at work, I do know somebody who always seems to be down, and I want to do my best to be there for them, but I can't force them, right? I can't force them to come outside and go for a walk with me. I can't force them to laugh at my joke or whatever the case may be. And that can be hard for some people who are really trying to put their best foot forward and help the ones around them that really do need it the most. What do you say to those people? Because it can get a little frustrating, and it can get a little, on their end, sense of hopelessness as well.
Right. And I think what you described, I believe, comes from a place of caring.
Sure.
Right? So let's start with that is we want to be there. We want to offer hope and help for people that maybe we're worried about. So I think there's a couple things. One is, you know, just by virtue of being persistent, that in and of itself oftentimes will eventually click with somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, this person is not going away, right? They're in my life. Right. They care about me. Maybe there's something there, right? So I think that persistence of repeatedly saying, hey, let's go out for a walk. Let's do this. Let's do that. For many people, that can be useful. The other thing, right, if you've been reaching in, you're trying to help pick somebody up, for lack of a better term, sometimes one of the best things that we can do is to just sit with somebody and say, you know what, maybe now is not the time to offer something different. Maybe I just want to listen to that person and validate whatever it is they're experiencing that might be contributing to them not wanting to go out, right? Mm-hmm. It can seem counterintuitive, but I think the ability to sit with somebody and listen without feeling like we have to, quote, fix them, oftentimes can be a powerful message as well, right? So I think it's not either or, I think it's both and. Right. Be persistent, show you care, provide those opportunities, but also sometimes just maybe get comfortable sitting with sort of the murkiness.
Sure. Yeah. And I guess, you know, my question to you is there any point where, I mean, you're the professional, right? You deal with this and you've studied this for many years and you've been in the corner of so many people who have been struggling. Is there ever get a point where the persistentness ever pushes the person away who is struggling?
I mean, it can, and every situation is unique. I think, you know, when it comes to relationships, right, friendships, familial relationships, whatever, you know, the dynamics are, whatever that point of connection is, I think part of this conversation suggests to me we really need to trust our gut. We need to trust our intuition, you know, in terms of, is something going on with this person that maybe has changed? Like, maybe they always have some element of hibernating in the wintertime, but they're having a harder time coming out of it despite our efforts, despite a past history. Is recognizing that. And then, you know, for some people, not everyone, but for some people, one of the things that we might want to suggest is, hey, you know, 988 is available, mm-hmm. right? And It's the suicide and crisis lifeline. And some people might say, oh, I'm just having the winter blues. I don't need to access 988. But it's there for anyone at any point in time. You get to decide, you get to define what constitutes a crisis. And right. If you're feeling stuck, then, you know, sometimes as friends or family members, just knowing that that is an anonymous 24/7 resource to be able to share to folks so that people have other tools, that can be extremely powerful also.
Right. Absolutely. I really appreciate you saying that, because there are a lot of people that, you know, hear hotlines and websites and numbers and things like that, and they're like, well, I'm not that bad, or I haven't reached that point.
Exactly.
And it's not about being that bad or that severe, or, you know, you're never not at a point where you can't ask for help. Whether you're just having a bad day or you've been having 20 bad days in a row, I think it takes a very strong individual to be able to put the sword down, put their pride aside, and be like, hey, you know what? It just would help if I talk to someone. And it doesn't have to be as severe as, you know, I am having suicidal ideations or whatever the case may be. Just, I'm going through a tough time and I'm not really sure how to combat this or make it better.
Absolutely. You know, and it's I think a continuum, right, of, you know, for some people that's going to be helpful. Other people, it's going to be like, you know what, the sun's starting to shine more in upstate New York. The weather's getting a little bit warmer. And I'm going to start responding to my friend's texts or requests to go out and do something, right? You know, sometimes part of the conversation, as it were, could be like, huh, you know what? It's been a gray, gloomy winter. Am I getting enough sunshine? And am I getting enough vitamin D? You know, checking with a doctor, right? Just to sort of look at, would there be value in making sure I'm getting enough vitamin D? You know, keeping a journal, checking your negative self-talk, thinking about, like, what are the things that you enjoy, right? Some of those things are things that we can do to empower ourselves and or suggest to those that were a part of their lives, right?
Right.
If we notice that they might be down in the dumps a little bit.
Right. Absolutely. So with the weather turning and, you know, people, some people, most people coming out of their little hibernation and, you know, I don't want to have people listening to this and think like, oh, I'm not normal for, you know, or I like doing something like that. You totally are. I feel like we all kind of get into that slump and that's totally fine. And there's a time and a place and that is called winter. But what is there to look forward to? And, you know, with the weather turning and the flowers blooming and the pollen in the air, what is there to look forward to when it comes to life? And just, I know that's like a very loaded question, but like, what do you see in your times of working in this field?
I think that question, I would ask your listeners to like take a pause for a moment and actually answer that question for themselves.
Yeah, because for sure.
I think literally saying, you know what, I am really looking forward to getting my hands dirty in the garden, or
yeah,
I'm looking forward to going out for a hike, or to hear certain birds that I know are only coming back in April, or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
I think at any point in time, there can be value in asking ourselves, what am I looking forward to in the next month, couple of weeks, whatever it might be? And whatever the answer is great.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully there's something, right? And it doesn't have to be this big, profound thing. It doesn't have to be a graduation or a wedding or an anniversary or whatever. It can be something as seemingly straightforward as, I'm looking forward to being able to run on the track again,
yeah,
without worrying about falling or something like that.
Yeah.
Me personally, I'm looking forward to being out in the woods, without the black flies or the mosquitoes,
mm-hmm,
but to be out there, and just sort of breathing in the fresh air. Right.
Right. Absolutely. I'm looking forward to being on the lake. I can't wait to be on the water and be just, I don't know, I feel my most self on the lake. So I'm very excited for that. And I think that's important, right? Like, you're saying the woods, I'm saying the lake. Find your thing that is going,
right,
to give you a new sense of purpose and a new sense of, you know, the meaning of life. And I know this is like such a deep conversation, but it is true. And I do think it's important because we are so accustomed to living our lives mundane day in, day out, but really like look deeper inward and think to yourself, like, what is it that makes me a happier me?
And you know, the conversations that we've been a part of for the last couple of years are about wellness and, mm-hmm. and resilience. And I think the other part of it is it doesn't have to be an expensive thing. It doesn't
right.
have to take lots of planning to sort of think about what are the things that I get psyched about? What are the things that really create happiness for me that I look forward to? Spending time with family and friends, looking through old photographs, listening to music, whatever it might be. I mean, yeah, I would not be opposed to maybe going to Europe, but that might take a little more time and a little more money to plan for. In the meantime, what is something that's more approachable, right, that I can do? And I think being intentional about that, right, and saying, you know what, this is something that I can do in the next 2 weeks, whatever that something is, right, mm-hmm. That can be in and of itself something that can lift somebody's mood and just give an ongoing future orientation.
Right. Absolutely. Gary, I want to thank you so much for the time this morning and all of our past conversations. It's so important to have these talks and to make sure that the people listening know that there is help available. There are people like you that work at facilities that are just honestly willing to be there and help. And again, if you missed our intro, Gara Lloyd Lester, the coordinator, community and coalition initiative for the Suicide Prevention Center of New York, the mental health office. You know, there's a lot of different hats that you wear, and I do appreciate that. For anybody listening to this right now that is enjoying the conversation and maybe wants to take it a step further, whether that be reaching out to somebody, you know, talking to you or anybody that you work with, where can they reach out?
Yeah, so for, again, any type of emotional help or support, you can call, text, or chat 988. If you served in the military, you can press 1 and you'll be able to speak to a trained veteran. And then, you know, for more general information in New York State, 211, which is information and referral, and you can get a whole host of different information and resources, housing, food, shelter, any number of different resources available would be a more general, non-crisis oriented line. Yes. Those would be probably a couple of the top ones I would suggest to folks. And then you can go to our website if you're interested in learning more about our work, PreventSuicideNY.org.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Gara, for the time this morning, and I look forward to our future talks, and have a great spring into summer, and we will talk with you very soon.
Likewise, Breezy. Thanks.
Thanks. Have a good one.